Thanks for tuning into Dakulo Wire. Fort Daniel Elementary School, a small school with a frontier name. Fort Daniel Elementary sits on Auburn Road in the Hog Mountain community, holds a 9 out of 10 great schools rating, and enrolls about 645 students. 2 decades ago, it had more than twice that many, packed into 29 portable classrooms. Fort Daniel Elementary is proof that a school's best years can follow its most crowded ones. The basics. Fort Daniel serves grades PK and K-5 at 1725 Auburn Road on 21.17 acres in northeastern Gwinnett. Dr. Barbara Tucker is principal. Enrollment sits around 645 students, making it the smallest of the 6 public elementary schools with Dakulo addresses. It belongs to the Mill Creek Cluster. Students continue to Osborne Middle and then Mill Creek High, not Dakulo High. Families who assume a Dakulo address means Dakulo High are frequently surprised by this. Where the name comes from? The school takes its name from a military fort that stood nearby in the early 1800s, a frontier outpost from the era of conflict between settlers and native people in the region. The district's history records the fort as being named for General Allen Daniel. A history of growing and shrinking. Fort Daniel's story is really the story of Gwinnett's growth, told in portable classrooms. And Adams was the school's first principal, hiring the initial staff and leading it through its first 3 years. Betty Dominey, previously assistant principal, took over in 1997 and steered the school through explosive expansion. 9 classrooms were added in 1998. By 1999, Fort Daniel served 1,580 students, housed in the building and in 28 portable classrooms. Relief came in waves. The community was rezoned in 1999 when Freeman's Mill Elementary opened nearby, dropping enrollment to 1,053. Growth resumed anyway. By 2002-03, the school was back up to 1,618 students with 29 portables, and Carolyn Madsen became principal. A second rezoning in 2003, when Ivy Creek and Duncan Creek Elementary Schools opened, finally broke the cycle. Fort Daniel started the 2003-04 year with 962 students and, for the first time in years, no portable units at all. Enrollment crept back to about 1,207 with 16 portables by 2005-06. Paul Willis became the school's 4th principal when Madsen retired in December 2008. Today's 645 students represent the smallest the school has been in decades. By the numbers. Great schools rating, 9 out of 10, above average for Georgia. Regular attendance, 2024 87%, against a district average of 80% and a state average of 78%. Parent rating, 3.9 stars across 15 reviews. Programs, gifted and talented. Great School specifically flags Fort Daniel for a lower student-teacher ratio than the state average, the only Dakulo address elementary school to earn that note, and for strong support of students learning English. What parents say. The parent sample is small, 15 reviews accumulated over years, so treat the 3.9 average as a weak signal rather than a verdict. That's few enough that a couple of strongly worded posts move the number meaningfully. What to ask on a tour? Given the school's history of rezoning, the most useful question a prospective family can ask is about capacity and boundaries. How full is the building now, and is any redistricting under discussion? Fort Daniel families have been rezoned twice in living memory. Also worth asking, how gifted identification works, what reading intervention looks like for a student arriving behind grade level, and what before and after school care is available. Verify your attendance zone with the district before buying. Zones are drawn by address, not city, and Gwinnett redistricts periodically as new schools open. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakuloWire.com.